This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of you may be making your holiday travel plans now. Well, this morning, Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy protection, though it expects to operate as normal as it works through this, it says. Spirit's lost billions since the start of 2020. Reaction to President Biden's decision to let Ukraine hit targets inside Russia with long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. There are warnings from Moscow, nods of approval from some Western allies, and a reaction from Ukraine's President Zelensky. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
President Joe Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied missiles to strike deeper into Russia, easing limitations on the longer-range weapons, as Russia deploys thousands of North Korean troops to reinforce its border and reclaim hundreds of miles of territory seized by Ukrainian forces, according to a U.S. official and three other people familiar with the matter. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's reaction Sunday was notably restrained. "Strikes are not made with words," he said during his nightly video address. "Such things are not announced. The missiles will speak for themselves."
Now to President-elect Donald Trump's choice for energy secretary.
President-elect Donald Trump has selected Chris Wright, a fossil fuel executive and campaign donor, to serve as energy secretary. Wright, the CEO of Denver-based Liberty Energy, is a vocal advocate of oil and gas development, including fracking, which is a key pillar of Trump's quest to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright has also been one of the industry's loudest voices against efforts to fight climate change. I'm Julie Walker.
In Turkey, doctors and nurses are among those accused of causing the deaths of 10 babies as part of an alleged scheme to defraud Turkey's social security system. This is AP News. Now to the sinking of the Titanic and the most expensive piece of memorabilia ever to be sold at auction. The AP's Karen Shamas.
A gold pocket watch given to the ship captain who rescued 700 survivors from the Titanic sold at auction for nearly $2 million, setting a record for memorabilia from the shipwreck. The 18-carat Tiffany & Co. watch was given by three women survivors to Captain Arthur Rostron for diverting his passenger ship, the RMS Carpathia, to save them and others after the Titanic struck an iceberg and sank in the North Atlantic on its maiden voyage in 1912. Auctioneers Henry Aldridge and Son, who sold the watch to a private collector in the United States for 1.56 million British pounds, that's about $1.97 million, said it's the most paid for a piece of Titanic memorabilia. Karen Shamas, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.